With 2018 hurtling toward the midpoint of the year, the Census Bureau is ramping up testing of its technology approach it plans for the 2020 count. There's a lot at stake, billions of dollars, and the agency's constitutional duty. In its most recent look, though, the Government Accountability Office found lots to be worried about. Joining me with the latest, Robert Goldenkopf, Director of Strategic Issues at the GAO. Robert, good to have you back.
Oh, great to be here, Tom. Thank you.
All right. What did you find? Is Census going to be ready when it comes time to actually enumerate?
Well, it's an open question right now. We added the 2020 Census to our list of high-risk federal programs back in February 2017. Essentially, we're concerned about three broad areas. First, the Census Bureau will be using innovations that have never been used before in prior enumerations, and they won't be fully tested. So that's risk number one.
And why will they not be fully tested?
Well, one reason for that is because there were some funding uncertainties, and the Census Bureau had to curtail some of the testing that it was doing both last year and this year. There's a field test that went on last year, and certain operations were not fully tested. And then there's something called an end-to-end test that's going on right now in Providence, Rhode Island. And also because of funding uncertainties earlier this year, the Bureau had to curtail certain operations, actually had to eliminate two of three test sites. So in addition to Providence, Rhode Island, there were also plans to test the census operations in rural parts of West Virginia and also parts of Washington State. The West Virginia and Washington test sites were eliminated.
Okay, so that's risk number one. So lack of testing means the technology can't be fully vetted, I guess. And what are the other risks?
Well, that's it. And the second risk area is that the Bureau continues to face challenges in implementing and securing the IT systems needed to conduct the census. And then the third risk area is that the Bureau needs to control any further cost growth and develop reliable cost estimates, as well as manage off of those cost estimates going forward.
If the technology is found to not work, I mean, they tried this in 2010, many of us remember, and they ended up, I think it was Lockheed that they hired to conduct the whole thing using paper forms. Do you think that's actually could happen again?
Well, at this point, you know, one of the worst enemies facing the Census Bureau right now is the ticking clock. As we move along in the life cycle, the Census Bureau runs out of options. So at this point, I don't think there's any turning back going forward. There will be opportunities to test a lot of the technology even after this 2018 test. What you do lose, perhaps, is the ability to test it under more operational circumstances. And really what it does is that it adds additional uncertainties on a program that already has a number of operational uncertainties.
And if they find that they need to or they can't get all the counting done in every way, then there's a big variable in the human enumeration that might be required.
Well, you know, and we've seen that in the past where, you know, the Census Bureau has run out of time and they throw more resources at it during non-response follow-up or during one of the other operations.
And what do they say when you looked at it and said, you know, how's this testing going? And, well, we've only tested it in Providence, Rhode Island. Did that test work?
Well, it's actually ongoing now. It started last year because what it does, it actually mirrors the 2020 census. So the people were asked to respond to the census a couple of weeks ago. They're in that self-response phase now, and then non-response follow-up will begin in a couple of weeks. The Census Bureau feels confident that this will be a good demonstration, but you know what? The thing is, you don't know what you don't know, and the reason those other test sites were selected was because they have different populations. Different geography. For example, West Virginia is obviously more remote, more rural. We know that there were connectivity issues in West Virginia when parts of the tests were conducted last year in West Virginia. And so there were connectivity issues there with the use of handheld devices that were used to enumerate people. So now by only completing the test in Rhode Island in Providence, which is more of an urban suburban environment, you just don't know. You don't have additional data points to know how the various systems are going to perform under a range of different geographic and demographic circumstances.
We're speaking with Robert Goldenkopf, Director of Strategic Issues at the Government Accountability Office. And the other issue besides connectivity of the enumerator's mobile devices is the degree to which the residents and the people being counted have broadband access to do that internet response.
That's correct. And that's another thing that won't be fully tested.
All right. What are your recommendations? Can they write this thing, or can they at least get to some point of greater assurance that it's all going to come off in some reasonable budgetary scenario?
Well, we have made a number of recommendations over the past decade aimed at controlling the cost of the census while maintaining accuracy, 84 in total. And of those, the Census Bureau actually agreed with most of them, if not all of them, and they've implemented 54 recommendations, and 30 recommendations are still open. But going forward, I think the most significant things that the Bureau needs to do is, one, it needs to strengthen the management of its IT systems, and as well as improve the governance of the IT systems and address cybersecurity issues. And the Census Bureau also needs to improve its scheduling practices. So those are two right there.
What about the personnel? They don't have an acting, well, they have an acting, they don't have a permanent director of the Census Bureau. Is that a factor, do you think, the change in turnover in personnel?
Certainly it's a factor, and it's something that we've pointed out as well. You know, there are, as you mentioned, there is interim leadership there. However, without having a permanent Senate-confirmed director and deputy director, that just adds some additional challenges. There are certain things that it's just better to have a permanent and Senate-confirmed leader in place.
If they have to go to Congress, I guess it's really anyone's guess what the response might be, though, if they need another $1 billion.
Yeah, well, right now, I mean, the one good news story about the census is that in the 2018 omnibus, they did have sufficient funding. They did receive a big bump in appropriations, and so that will be helpful. It will enable the Census Bureau to complete all the testing that they had planned for 2018, address any of the issues that they may find, and also some of that funding went to some contingencies. So if there are any unknown events pop up, and you know that could be anything from a cybersecurity incident to a hurricane or a flood or other natural disaster, so there's money for that as well.
All right, what's your best guess? I mean, you've looked at these for a long time in these types of projects. I mean, somehow the population will get counted. It seems like ultimately it's just a matter of money and how long it'll take them to do it?
Exactly. I mean, you know, the Census Bureau, they have a lot of skilled professionals there. Another good news part of the story is that the parent agency of the Census Bureau, the Department of Commerce, is providing a lot of leadership, commitment, and support. The Census Bureau is very focused on this. They're embracing GAO's recommendations. So there are a lot of open questions. There will be a census. That's required by law. The only question right now is how much is it going to cost and how accurate will it be?
Well, we know Providence, Rhode Island is going to be pretty close.
Well, we'll see how that one goes, too. We'll be up there. We'll have boots on the ground observing non-response follow-up in a couple of weeks, and it's something that we're paying close attention to.